Thank you, Madam Vice President. We are concerned with the increase of mistrust in the family and the undertone of depreciation of the family by some actors in the international community. We are concerned because of the evident and crucial role the family plays in the realization of the right to education. Two examples of that. One, research has shown that family involvement with the education of their children has a decisive impact on the academic outcomes of those children, more so than access to new technology or student-teacher ratio. So if you want to protect the right to education of children, we have to take a family approach to education. Two, for the full realization of the right to education, children have to learn about morals and values. Those values are not neutral, but depend largely on the context of the community and therefore the family to which children belong. If the values of the family and the values of the schools are in contradiction, children find themselves in a problematic situation, especially children who belong to cultural minorities. To avoid such situations, parents need to have the freedom to choose the education that shall be given to their children, as stated in the UDHR Article 26. In conclusion, we encourage the international community to be open to a family approach to education. As ICESCR Article 10 states, the widest possible protection and assistance should be accorded to the family, which is the neutral and fundamental group unit of society, particularly for its establishment, and while it is responsible for the care and education of dependent children. Thank you.